Hey, Missing Link audience, this is Jabez LeBret, your host, and this is our last and final episode that's going to be hosted here on Rainmaker FM. We're moving everything over to, drumroll please, missinglink.fm. That's going to be our new home where you can find all of the new episodes from here on out moving forward, but we do still have today's episode, and today's episode is brought to us by the incredible and amazing Digital Commerce Summit. This is a summit designed specifically for those of you that are interested in learning more about marketing, hearing from some of today's most amazing and talented marketers, authors, speakers, people that are inside the industry, people that are in-house. They're from all over the board. So we're going to have a lot of the Rainmaker Summit folks are going to be there from Rainmaker FM. We're going to have a lot of speakers on the list. It's going to be an incredible event. So it's in October in Denver. If you haven't been to Denver, it's beautiful, easy to get in and out of, and an incredible place to have a conference. You're going to have a lot of fun, and you're going to enjoy yourself. So please go check it out at digitalcommerce.com/summit. So without further ado, here is our last episode. From here on out, just remember to check us out on missinglink.fm.
I'm ready to rock and roll, baby. Hit that record button.
That's what I'm talking about. Hello, everybody. This is Jabez LeBret, and welcome to The Missing Link. Now, as you know, this is the first episode post-Rainmaker Digital, and sadly, Micah Gadea will not be joining us today. I'm sure I will loop her back in to come in on some future shows, and I know a lot of you probably have questions about where is this show going to go. Good news. We're going to continue to focus on LinkedIn and obviously all of the ancillary things that it takes to be successful on LinkedIn, which, of course, as you know, involves content and networking and, you know, different kinds of ways to create video and audio and how to use some tools and techniques to broaden your reach, increase your authority, and make sure that you're taking the most that you can out of this network and applying it to growing your business and becoming more successful. We are going to, from time to time, have guest hosts come in along with myself, and so we're going to keep a good variety going. We've got a lot of great shows lined up, got a lot of great interviews lined up. We'll be doing another Ask Me Anything that was hugely popular, so we will keep those going, and we are going to keep this show rocking. And with that, on today's episode of The Missing Link, we have brought in arguably one of the most infamous LinkedIn training experts. She is phenomenal. You all probably already know her. We will be introducing her right after this quick message. So stick with us and welcome back to The Missing Link. There is so much conversation that happens around these episodes, and those conversations are occurring inside our LinkedIn group. This is one of the few groups that I'm seeing out there that is still active. We are no longer going to be doing the text in to get access to the group. We are opening up the group to anybody who wants to join the conversation. The group is a good, fun place to learn, to ask questions. People jump in there and they help each other out. The experts and the people that we interview jump in there. It is just a really a fantastic community that we're building over there. Just go into LinkedIn, search for The Missing Link. You'll find our group. Click join, hop on in there, and start joining the conversation. So please check us out on LinkedIn, and we look forward to keeping the conversation going. Back to the show. Welcome back to The Missing Link. My name is Jabez LeBret, your host here for this show. And I have the, I almost want to say infamous, Carol McManus with us today. The LinkedIn lady herself. Hi, Carol.
Hey, Jabez. The, huh?
Well, isn't it though?
I love you, what I'm introduced with the in front of it. That is funny.
Well, no, Carol, because you have been a LinkedIn pioneer in the sense of helping folks move, you know, way back in the day when LinkedIn was just your resume and a place to go get jobs. A bunch of people in business were already on LinkedIn, and I've been following you for years and years and years. And you had your radio show that you do regularly, the LinkedIn lady, and that's still running, correct?
Yes, it is. Yep, and this is my sixth, going on seventh year.
Yeah. Did you all hear that? 7 years of a radio show on how to use LinkedIn and build LinkedIn. And I've been fortunate to have been a guest on your show before. It's been a while, but I was fortunate enough to get interviewed by you, and it's nice to turn the tables.
There you go.
So, Carol, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, and what do you do?
Well, I live in Connecticut, right outside of New York. Obviously, I'm in the social media space. Currently, the business has expanded where social media and everything, LinkedIn at all, I'm going to say it's not just about LinkedIn anymore, obviously. It's about Twitter and Facebook and Google Plus and Instagram and Pinterest and the list goes on and on.
Did you say Google Plus?
I did say Google Plus. It's still there.
I might need to have you on for a whole nother episode why on earth I would be on Google Plus.
Google Plus is the site that won't die. Well, I've had three rest in peace interviews about Google Plus, and yet it still is there.
I hear there's still like 180 users that are still actively.
No, actually, there's a lot.
I'm kidding.
Well, we'll talk about that on another show, but I will tell you, for SEO, it still works.
That is true. As long as you
treat them with respect, they reward you.
Begrudgingly, I've got to give you that one. So, but you do more than just social media.
Yes, training. Yes. And that's sort of where I was going. The evolution of my business, I'll sort of start where I am and then you can ask anything about what led up to it. But right now, the company is called CKC Global Media. And it is really about helping anything from individuals to businesses to organizations, associations, and even countries help get their message and their brand out to the world in a, what I call an elevated and amplified way. Our tagline is elevate your message, amplify your voice. And Jabez, you know me well, you've known me for a long time. It's really through the verticals of public speaking, broadcasting, and publishing. Because when one, you know, we can be an authority on social media and that's great, but if you really want to build a brand and be seen differently than your competition, it's being able to be introduced as either or a combination of being a public speaker, being a published author, or being a radio host, TV, it could be TV host also, or a podcaster, because podcasting in the internet world is absolutely, you know, huge.
That's the whole reason I wanted you to come on the show, is because not only do you know about LinkedIn extensively, not only do you teach other people how to build brands, you have actually done this yourself. And one of the things that I can't stand is people who train on topics they actually haven't ever done, like something they talk about, things they've never actually put in the work and effort to do, so they don't really fully understand it. And that's one of the things that I appreciate about you. So let's walk through some of these pillars, because these are important. And we've talked about these pillars in different respects on The Missing Link here before, but you're talking about basically saying, look, if you want to take your business and you want to move it from point A to point B to point C, and you want to really start like amplifying your business and maximizing your time and yield, you have to be strategic about the areas that you focus on. And it's not one or the other, but it's kind of all three, or a combination of?
I would say it's a combination of. It's not necessarily all three for all people in all situations. To me, that's the trifecta.
That could be a lot of work.
I think that should be the goal, but most of my clients either can't afford to or don't necessarily even see the value in doing all three right at once, but it is certainly, it's got to be at least one of those pillars. And then social media just becomes the marketing wrapper about now, how do you let people know what you're doing and how you're offering your expertise to the world?
So you could kind of consider LinkedIn as a or social media in general, as like a spoke, or like the middle of the hub of the spokes.
Yes.
And then you've got your spokes going out, and those are, so we have publishing. And would you say publishing is just writing books, or
are you also lumping in
other publishing?
No, we help people. And each one of these, by the way, Jabez, is on a range of what is appropriate for that person at that moment in time. So to be a public speaker, I would even put it in the category of keynote speaker, to me is the aspirational piece of where you want to be. It doesn't have to be your full-time career, but it definitely should be from maximizing the opportunity. But public speaking can be starting with just how do you speak at your own local networking events or your chamber of commerce so that you get brought in to speak on whatever it is that you are expert about. And that's particularly important for local businesses who really don't have aspirations of flying around the country the way you and I do public speaking, but they do want to be the voice of authority within their area. So that would be the speaking piece.
I get asked this question a lot, like how did I start speaking? Like oftentimes I get asked, you know, like I'll go, you know, deliver a keynote presentation at a large conference. And sometimes, you know, other people that are interested in speaking are like, well, you know, I want to do what you do. Like they do want to travel a lot and they do want to speak at these big events. And you nailed it. I actually started my speaking career by speaking at Rotary meetings, Chamber of Commerce meetings. I would speak book clubs. I went on the meetup. I mean, I would speak anywhere that would give me an audience. I would go and deliver a presentation.
Bingo. You're absolutely 100% right. Because it's practice, practice, practice. It's getting comfortable. It's getting confident. It's getting clear around your message. And you know what? Word of mouth is huge in this business. And then when you start posting that on your Facebook page, on your LinkedIn profile, on your Twitter feed, and you let people know, hey, I just spoke on this topic at the Chamber of Commerce, people begin to pay attention. And then if you can support that on your website with a sizzle reel that shows you speaking in front of an audience, the rest, I mean, you know, just it takes off. It's not hard to get found once you have established yourself. It really isn't.
But it's hard to get noticed.
It is hard to get noticed.
For those of you that don't know, my company, GNGF, stands for Get Noticed, Get Found, which I thought was kind of funny. And Carol knows that because I've known her for a long time. All right. So speaking, very, very important. And I am a huge proponent of get yourself out there and get talking and practice, 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 just like you're saying, Carol. So now we've got, you know, speaking is important, but speaking isn't the only thing you can do. Like you shouldn't be relying just on one thing to build. For those that are ready to start expanding, or, you know, maybe they're speaking and they're ready to do more stuff, the actual publishing, what forums are you using for publishing now?
Well, let's start with what everybody should be doing and just publish on, start with either your own blog on your website. I wouldn't say either or, it's and on your social media platforms. You can now publish, as you well know, great articles on LinkedIn, and you've got your Facebook page if that's one of the channels you're using, or you can create content and submit articles as a guest blogger, as, you know, a contributing author on different sites. But it's right. You have to get your expertise down on paper. And then it grows from there. So when we work with people, we start with wherever they are now. So it's honestly, if it was under one single sort of identifier, it's about creating content. But creating content will actually lead you to the book and the bigger message. And that is the aspirational piece of where I want to get people, so that they can have a book in their hand with their name on it. Because again, when you're introduced as a published author, let's put those, you know, first two legs together. You're a speaker, but you're standing there on stage, or you're hired onto the event with the idea that this is not only our keynote speaker today, Jabez LeBret, but he is the author of fill in the blank. And it elevates you, your authority and your credibility with people in ways that can't even be calculated, because they know that you have something to say. And again, in whether you are waiting for Simon & Schuster or Macmillan to give you the big deal, or whether you're going to go the self-publishing, self-directed route, or you work with something like we offer, which is a hybrid publishing offer, which is somewhere in between self-publishing and legitimate publishing, or tradition, I shouldn't say legitimate, it is legitimate, but traditional publishing, where you can have a book that is distributed through channels. It can show up in Barnes & Noble, it can show up in Books A Million or Costco, or Hudson News, you know, at the airports, or it could be something that you just want to sell on Amazon and you want to be able to, you know, give to your clients and your friends and your audiences. But the book with your name on it is worth gold in today's world.
It is a lot. I mean, there's no, so even like in the legal space, so my company works in legal profession. And I actually shared the couple episodes back, I shared my secret of how we wrote our first book in the legal space in less than 8 hours, which is not like a get it done fast mechanism. It was, we did an audio version as opposed to, and then turned it into text, kind of went reverse. One of the interesting stories, you just kind of jogged my memory here, is you said the Hudson News at the airport. Mm-hmm. After our first legal book came out, I remember carting around the airport going to this, because we go to these events and I'd be bringing just boxes and boxes of our books to give away at the event. And I'm about to share like a super secret high speed trick with everybody about how to get your audience's contact information. But if we would carry these books, and so then I would be at the end of the event, I always had like, you know, 8 books left over. Like, you never get rid of all of the books that you bring, because you always bring more than the attendees because you don't want to run out. And I'd be walking through the airport, and I remember reverse stealing my book into the Hudson's.
Oh, I love that.
I would go find a spot on the shelf where there's a little room, and I'd like put my 8 books inside the Hudson's at the airports. And so our book was like all over. It was in like airports scattered all over the U.S., and they can sell them because it has a barcode on it that pulls up a price, but they can't they can't redo the inventory. Not necessarily recommended. If anybody from Hudson News is listening, I don't recommend that as a strategy, but it is kind of funny. One of the things that we realized, though, is we were giving our book away at the event, and about 30% of the people preferred ebook over paperback or hardback. So we started handing out forms and then had people fill out the form and request an ebook or request a paperback. And we were capturing 98% of a room's contact information because everybody wants the book, which if you know, in the industry, if you're capturing 98% is unbelievably high.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like
they're willingly giving us their contact information.
My bet would be the other 2% already have it.
Well, yeah, that or they're with somebody, right? And they're like, oh, I'll just read your copy kind of thing. We figured out, like, we couldn't figure out who are these 2% that don't want the free book. But then it allowed us to mail out the book. So it gave us like another touch point after the event that wasn't like selly, you know, it was just like a casual, like, okay, here's the book you requested. And so it built up our whole sales process, which is pretty good. But Carol, I'm with you on the hybrid method, either self-publish or hybrid, in my opinion. I think you all did it right. All right. So we've got speaking, we've got publishing, and what else should we be worried about here?
Well, it's not even worried. It's just that opportunity. Broadcasting, of course, you know how hot I am on this. I was introduced to radio through a little AM station in Greenwich, Connecticut, back in 2009. And that was the birth of the LinkedIn lady. They were looking for a show on social media, approached me, and I thought, well, you know, I know how to put a sentence together. Let me give this a flyer. It might be a good way to build my brand within this area. And it was. But about 6 months later, I was introduced to the concept of internet radio, realizing that my little 1,000-watt station that reached 250,000 people was nice, but the internet radio gave me the whole world with no limitations on who I could reach and who could listen to the show. And it was followed up by the Captured podcast, which at the time was pushed out to iTunes. Now, the station that I started with went through some changes. I switched over about a year ago and created a partnership with Modern Life Podcast Network in California. And this is the perfect solution for me because I still like doing a live broadcast. But I will say that internet radio, in terms of how people are used to ingesting live radio, usually through the dashboards of their car. And of course, most of us, I think in today's world, have moved from AM, FM to satellite. Not all, but most. Internet radio is still competing for that space because until Wi-Fi becomes universally available in cars, it's never going to be the same. But the real value of internet radio is A, you can call yourself a radio host, and B, it is still captured in podcast. And you know, Jabez, that the value of being able to reach people and serve them through a free downloaded podcast that they can, in my case, they can get it through iTunes, through Stitcher, through Spreaker, through Burberry, through iHeart, through Google Play. I mean, the list goes on. There pretty much isn't a known platform that they can't find my show. And again, it goes back to that authority. Now I'm giving away free content every week. I'm interviewing amazing people like yourself who can talk on whatever their expertise is. It's always in the social media or digital space. It's not exclusively LinkedIn. But the concept is, how do you use it for business? How do you use social media and digital channels to increase your business? So it's always with that underlying footprint. So now I have probably somewhere around, I'm going to say 750 podcasts that are out there in my library.
Wow.
750 shows. And that's a lot of authority. And, you know, every once in a while where I have those wonderful evergreen shows, I'll republish them just with a quick, you know, short link on Twitter. It brings people back. They can still download it. It's still free. And they've now been introduced to me and my brand. So my message to your listeners is the value in doing this and committing to a podcast. If you're not ready to do live radio and you don't want to be locked into a time slot, I get that. But podcasting is so, so huge today. In fact, just a real quick note here is my producer, is actually the person who launched International Podcast Day, which is coming up on September 30th. It's a 24-hour around-the-world live run on podcasts that just, you know, I think that five countries participate. And it really helps people know that if you either can't get on local radio, you can't afford satellite, which most average people like you and I probably don't want to invest $25,000 a month to have our own satellite show.
Cut back on that cost right there.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Were you scared of live radio? I mean, like I feel like it's got to be intimidating. The idea that the blanket that you get with podcasting, the warm and fuzzy blanket, is that when I podcast, I can go back and edit.
You're right. And I think for a person that is maybe, testing the waters and not sure where they want to go, again, from a time standpoint, can't commit to a specific time slot every week, I think that is probably a better way to go. But to answer your question, was I afraid of it? No, because frankly, Jabez, I don't see it any different than when I'm standing on stage in front of 500 or 600 people. If I flub, I flub. Own it and you move on.
that's great advice right there. It's not about perfection.
No, it's about authenticity and true. Yeah, being true. So
it's
I laugh
okay
at myself
to make
a lot.
Well, that's one of the things when I started hosting this show months and months and months ago is I went back to the producers and said, we're leaving in the mistakes. So when we say something and it doesn't come out right and everybody flubs up on it, we're just going to leave it in because I like that kind of authenticity that brings to it. I don't feel the need to over edit, but I've got a lot of practice as you do. And so for those that are listening that haven't had as much practice, maybe starting off on a podcast first. But the key that I kept hearing you say is committing to a regular schedule. You have to do that with your podcast, regardless of whether it's live or not. This show airs every Wednesday without fail. And that's, you got to be consistent. And the consistency is key to building an audience around some sort of audio or TV or radio or podcast. It's got to
be consistent. Well, and you know what's interesting about what you just said? That same piece of advice, Jabez, applies to all of these verticals. If you're going to be a speaker, you need to be a consistent speaker. You can't do it once in a while or once a year and expect to have any kind of a following or repeat business or referral business. True. If you're going to create a blog, you have to blog on a consistent basis.
Nothing is worse than like the last blog post was from January 2015.
Exactly. And with publishing, I would say it's not critical that you write multiple books, but it certainly is advantageous. And what I have found is once you get the first book done, the second and third comes a whole lot easier. And then when you have two or three books out there, now again, you have even a higher level of authority and interest with people. So it all goes together. So whatever combination you want. And then this is where the social media piece comes in. I call it the candy wrapper because you know better than all of us, how valuable social media is in getting that message out to the world. And you just have to be on the right platform to reach the right audience that makes sense for your business. If you're in the B2C business, obviously it's more likely going to be Facebook. If you're in the B2B in the professional space like you and I are, without question, it's going to be LinkedIn.
I have a question that I love to ask at the end of the episode. And it is, if you were sitting down having coffee with a really advanced LinkedIn user, someone who knows their stuff, they're pretty into it, they've been publishing on Pulse, they've been active, they might own a group, what advice or tip would you give them about what's working really well right now?
Oh, I would say publishing for sure. And what would be, because not enough people are taking advantage of the publishing option. They're still treating that update box like a tweet. And they're missing a big, big opportunity. And by the way, that has to be supported by some type of an image or video today. Anything get posted anywhere without images is you're pretty much wasting your time because that's what people are looking for. But the other thing that I would add to that, my secondary thing, is I would want to look at their company page because that, as you well know, limped along for a long time for small businesses. It was really geared geared to the big guys, the Fortune 5000 or Fortune 1000, Fortune 500. But now company pages have become so viable on LinkedIn, and there's so many interesting things that you can do to create an audience and then link that back with your website and with your core business. So those would be the two things. And I would also recommend to everybody, when was the last time you went and reread your own profile? Is it up to date? Is it up? Is it saying what you want it to say?
Yes.
Because I have been with these experts, and I always look at their profiles before we meet, and without exception, there are either mistakes or things that aren't up to date, or they aren't taking advantage of what we now know in terms of how to position yourself, because that's what it is. I always call your LinkedIn profile your online biography. Well, keep it current.
Keep your average. So, and if you're looking for company page, Alex Ryan, who we interviewed from LinkedIn, she's an actual LinkedIn employee, runs LinkedIn's company page. Go back a couple episodes. I'll put it in the show notes. Check her episode out. It's all about your company page, what you can do there. And Carol, did you notice that they started to are doing a new video inside the feed now where the video auto plays? Similar to Facebook? Yeah. So that just launched recently. So video, live stream video style, kind of Facebook Live, Periscope style video is going to become more and more integrated into the LinkedIn platform. So whether you like it or not, doesn't matter. Don't ignore it. And Carol's absolutely right. You got to make sure that you keep your eye on that LinkedIn status update and are supporting it with all of the other things that you're doing. Carol, thank you so much for taking time to come here. I know you're super busy and, you know, out there helping countries build brands. I mean, who gets to say that? That's awesome.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
It's been fantastic. Everybody else, thank you for joining us for today's episode of The Missing Link. And we look forward to talking to you next week. Take care.